It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, January 24th, 2011. I'm John Moe. The Department of Justice wants to broaden the authority of the Americans with Disabilities Act in regard to the Internet and specifically websites. Today is the final day for public comment on that proposal. The ADA was enacted back in 1990 when the Internet, as we know it today, didn't exist. Dr. Cindy Rowland is with the Center for Persons with Disabilities.
That word, Internet, was not included in the original statute. So the question had been for a while, is the Internet a place? And if it's not a place, do we need to accommodate it?
According to a new survey, people with disabilities are about 30% less likely to use the Internet than people without, and about 30% less likely to have broadband. Susanna Fox is with the Pew Internet Project, who conducted the survey.
Three quarters of American adults are now online. But there are some populations that we really haven't seen a change, and it's this group that is one of them. People living with disability have always lagged behind other adults in terms of technology adoption, and this survey shows that they're continuing to lag behind. And it's just something to keep in mind as we look at how the Internet is changing politics and changing how people get news, that there continues to be a core group of people who are not part of the information revolution.
Perhaps the most surprising statistic in the survey is that only 2% of Americans say they have a disability that hampers their access to the Internet. But remember, people with disabilities are 30% less likely to be online at all. So if it isn't the disability, what's the barrier? Tom Foley is with the World Institute on Disability. He says it comes down to money.
Folks with disabilities are more than twice as likely to live below the poverty rate. So, you know, if you're blind, there's accessible technology that makes the Internet accessible. If you're blind and deaf, there's technology that makes the Internet accessible. But those technologies have a cost. You know, a screen reader for blind people can be several hundred dollars. A Braille display, if you're deaf and blind, can be several thousand dollars. So, you know, if you're only, if you're living on $15,000 a year, you know, there's no way that you're going to, A, be able to afford broadband, or B, be able to afford the technology that gives you access to the Internet.
What does the Department of Justice want to do about websites that involves the Americans with Disabilities Act?
Simply put, access to the Internet and access to broadband is disproportionately empowering for folks with disabilities. So I think Justice is trying to make sure that, you know, folks have the access to that information, to those employment opportunities, and to the ability, you know, to build more successful financial lives for themselves through access to the Internet.
Disproportionately empowering. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, you know, for myself, I'm a blind guy, and so I have access to the Internet. You know, I can scan, you know, the top newspapers and see what the top stories are. I can do research online. I read the Pew Report when it was emailed to me. 20 years ago, I couldn't do that as a blind person. But with access to the Internet and access to accessible technology, all those opportunities are open to me. So, you know, I can become better educated. I can get a better job. I can pay my mortgage. I can pay taxes. And I can send my kids to college.
More about these issues, including how you can send your comments to the Department of Justice, that's at marketplacetech.org. Sometimes technology imitates popular entertainment, often the Jetsons or Star Wars. A story coming out of Auburn University in Alabama is a case of technology imitating the movie Up. No, not houses being borne aloft by balloons, sadly. Remember Doug the dog in that movie? He could talk, but every once in a while, he got distracted.
My name is Doug. I have just met you, and I love you. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Researchers have built a Wi-Fi doggy backpack that lets the dog be controlled by a human on a laptop far away. Human sends a signal to the backpack, backpack vibrates, that tells the dog where to go. Could be helpful for bomb detection. Dogs can already get into places robots can't, and they're even more nimble without a human trainer right there. So, what does this have to do with Doug from Up? People can build whatever device they want, but remember, dogs can already be remotely controlled. All it takes is a bushy-tailed critter running by.
Squirrel!
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.